You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Jewel Osco for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit jewelosco.com/foryou for program details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have her back on, Sonya Greenfield. Sonya is the Director of Writer Management and Editor, covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Our Turf Football is a website. It's the only all-female website dedicated to covering the National Football League. On the program, we discussed the Detroit Lions game against the Cleveland Browns. Also, we talked Detroit's offense and defenses. We also talk about the Thanksgiving Day game that Detroit has coming up against the Bears. Also, we talk about the Thanksgiving Day NFL tradition in Detroit and so much more. Sonya is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Pro Club is more than a gym. Just ask our members.
I love Pro Club because it's my me time. Pilates, cycling, hundreds of awesome group fitness classes. Some days, I even manage to fit in a massage or a pedicure at the spa.
After moving to the Northwest, we found a real community at Pro Club. There's so much for everyone in our family to enjoy. 4 swimming pools, great squash courts, free family fun weekends.
With so many different things to experience, it's easy to find your Pro Club.
I love Pro Club because it's my ultimate training destination. The best equipment, the best experts, and always new ways to challenge myself.
We love Pro Club because it's our family's happy place. The youth camps are the best, the pools are amazing, and the swim instructors are incredible.
Find your Pro Club in Bellevue and Seattle. Pro Club, a club like no other. Join today. Learn more at ProClub.com.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop. Where flavor gets its wings.
Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Pro Club is more than a gym. Just ask our members.
I love Pro Club because it's my me time. Pilates, cycling, hundreds of awesome group fitness classes. Some days, I even manage to fit in a massage or a pedicure at the spa.
After moving to the Northwest, we found a real community at Pro Club. There's so much for everyone in our family to enjoy. 4 swimming pools, great squash courts, free family fun weekend.
With so many different things to experience, it's easy to find your Pro Club.
I love Pro Club because it's my ultimate training destination. The best equipment, the best experts, and always new ways to challenge myself.
We love Pro Club because it's our family's happy place. The youth camps are the best, the pools are amazing, and the swim instructors are incredible.
Find your Pro Club in Bellevue and Seattle. Pro Club, a club like no other. Join today. Learn more at ProClub.com.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Tom Thumb for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Tom Thumb for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Tom Thumb Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit TomThumb.com/foryou for program details.
What's your warrior? Become it in the Army. Whether you want to cure diseases or develop technology the world doesn't know exists, the Army is where all of that can happen. Find out more at GoArmy.com. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Star Market for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Star Market for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/foryou for program details.
Pro Club is more than a gym. Just ask our members.
I love Pro Club because it's my me time. Pilates, cycling, hundreds of awesome group fitness classes. Some days, I even manage to fit in a massage or a pedicure at the spa.
After moving to the Northwest, we found a real community at Pro Club. There's so much for everyone in our family to enjoy. 4 swimming pools, great squash courts, free family fun weekend.
With so many different things to experience, it's easy to find your Pro Club.
I love Pro Club because it's my ultimate training destination. The best equipment, the best experts, and always new ways to challenge myself.
We love Pro Club because it's our family's happy place. The youth camps are the best, the pools are amazing, and the swim instructors are incredible.
Find your Pro Club in Bellevue and Seattle. Pro Club, a club like no other. Join today. Learn more at ProClub.com.
If you want to take your vehicle's performance to new heights, you got to give it peak. Like our original equipment technology, antifreeze and coolant. Our formulas match the vehicle manufacturer's technology requirements so that we have the perfect match for every vehicle. That's one reason why Peak is among the fastest growing brands of coolant in America. We work harder to earn the trust of people like you every day. That's Peak Performance.
Some say their truck reflects who they are. Dependable and reliable. That's why you trust Blue Def. Now the best just got better. Introducing Blue Def Platinum, a revolutionary innovation with advanced system shield technology to significantly reduce harmful deposits, to maintain fuel economy, save money on costly repairs, and sustain the life of your SCR system. There's only one Def to choose. Blue Def Platinum. The best just got better.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Jewel Osco for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit jewelosco.com/foryou for program details.
And now, breaking news from migraine sufferer Whoopi Goldberg about Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams.
I got big news. Now Nurtec ODT is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. This is big time.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec ODT. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety information, prescribing information, and patient information, visit Nurtec.com. Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Nurtec, baby.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Boyle in the shotgun. Here's the handoff. Swift trying to get downhill. Swift breaks away. DeAndre Swift. Touchdown Lions. 57 yards.
What his last name is, Beat Swift. The offensive front, they zone it up very nicely. They give him a little bit of time. DeAndre Swift finds that outside, gets a little bit of space, cuts it back towards the grain.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports, and that was running back for the Detroit Lions, DeAndre Swift, scoring a 57-yard rushing touchdown in the Week 11 game against the Cleveland Browns. Unfortunately, Detroit still remains the only winless team in the NFL as they would lose to the Browns. The final score was 13-10. To talk more about this game and some other things happening with the Lions with the Thanksgiving Day game against the Chicago Bears, we want to welcome her back to the program. She is the director of writer management, also editor, and also a feature writer for Our Turf Football, which is a cool website dedicated to giving a perspective of the NFL from a woman's point of view, where she covers the NFC North and the NFC East. And let's welcome her back to the program, Sonya Greenfield. Sonya, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm glad to be back.
Same here. Oh, it's cool. It's no problem. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Detroit still remains winless, however. What were your takeaways from this game against Cleveland?
You know, DeAndre Swift is doing his thing right now. I think that's probably, you know, you got to go with some of the positives, and that's one of them. You know, he's had back-to-back 100-yard rushing games, and as a lot of you may know, it's been forever since we've had, number one, a 100-yard rushing game in forever. And to have back-to-back 100-yard rushing, a rushing yard performance, that's been since the Kevin Jones days, or I'm sorry, Kevin Smith days, way back, you know, in the early, late 2000s. So it's been a long time. That probably has been the best part of the Lions team. But, you know, it's a little disheartening. you know, I've already lived through one 0-16, and you know, I'm hoping that this won't turn into 0-16-1. But I mean, one of their better chances was against the Browns, and you know, it's not going to get too much easier after that. So it's a struggle. But, you know, you just got to hope that they're coming up with something. And, you know, not having Jared Goff was – I think he could have potentially made a difference in this game. But it was Mr. Boyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Exactly. I'm with you, Sonya. I don't want you and the rest of the Detroit Lions fans to have to go through another winless season. It may appear that way, but let's stay focused on more of this game. You mentioned DeAndre Swift. One of the few bright spots of this season, or of this game for that matter, was DeAndre Swift, rushing for over 130 yards and having a touchdown. Also, the leading receiver in this game against the Browns was T.J. Hockenson, the tight end, with 6 catches for 51 yards. Just give me your thoughts on T.J. and his performance in this game.
A good performance, another good performance by him. And, you know, I think he has the potential to be one of the bigger stars on this team if we can get, you know, enough support for him. But yeah, I like him, and I think he has potential, and I hope he's able to kind of use him the way like that, you know, as a good receiving tight end, because I think he can be like, you know, not necessarily like a Gronk, but somebody, you know, that we haven't seen in Detroit in a long time. And I love tight ends. I do. And I don't know why, but I just do. I think they're kind of versatile, and, you know, they do what they got to do. So I was really thrilled about drafting him. So I love it when he's having a good game. And, you know, he hasn't had any drops recently. So I think he's another bright spot, too.
Yeah, he did. He's been one of the few bright spots for the Lions this year. And again, tight ends have been the thing in the NFL for a while, and there's a lot of talented tight ends. You mentioned with Rob Gronkowski, and of course, you know, Travis Kelce, and then there's George Kittle,
yeah,
and Darren Waller is phenomenal out in Las Vegas as well. So you know, let's move along now to the defensive side in this game. We had Will Harris had six tackles in this game, and he had a half a sack in this game. And also the leading tackler in this game for Detroit was Tracy Walker, the third. He had six tackles. Just give me your thoughts on Tracy and Will in this game.
You know, they brought it, and, you know, they did what they needed to do. Obviously, they could have done more. But honestly, in some points, you just got to blame it on the offense, because the defense is probably the stronger part of this team. They really are trying to hold this team together. And so, you know, the performance by Will and by Tracy Walker have been good and serviceable. Actually, I would even say more than serviceable, but pretty good, you know. And I think that they're bringing it. They're bringing the energy. But, yeah, I think that they're holding teams to what, you know, they can. They're really trying to be the best of the defense they can be. I appreciate that, and I like that, because, honestly, I think that the defense on this team is a slight – has more of an edge than the offense, because they've been holding teams, you know, point-wise, Philadelphia aside. But, you know, they've been able to kind of hold teams back, you know, point-wise. So the defense has been working and putting in work, and I think been, you know, a key part of that defense.
All right, and speaking of a key part of the defense, we had two defensive backs that had interceptions in this game. It was A.J. Parker and also Amani Oruwariye in this game. Just give me your thoughts on A.J. and Amani in this game.
So AJ and Amani has been my dude, though. He's my one that I, like, ever since he left Penn State, and I was like, you know, I think I kind of like him. And, you know, when we drafted him, I was like, I'm keeping my eye on this dude because I hope he can get out there and get some chances. And so, you know, anytime he can interception or make the play, I'm all about it. And, you know, I really am thrilled with that. I would love to see more of it and, you know, see him take a bigger role. But, you know, at least in this game, he put up some numbers and he put, you know, he put on a show. And so I love that. And then the defensive back, you know, they've been pretty good. And like I said, Cleveland probably gave the best chance to win. So they were able to kind of get in there and, you know, get some interceptions. So you love to see that. But, yeah, so they had a good performance as well.
All right, fair enough. And, we mentioned his name earlier, and we have to talk about performances from the passing game. There was no Jared Goff in this game, but Tim Boyle came into this game, and he completed 15 out of 23 passes for 77 yards and two interceptions. Again, Sonia, this was a game where it was about running game and defense despite losing to Cleveland. Just some... give me your assessment of Mr. Boyle.
77 yards is not going to get done.
No, it won't.
I hate to say that, but 77 yards passing is not going to get it done in this league. And, you know, God bless him, but, yeah, I mean, he tried. What else can you say? You know, this team isn't built for him, and, you know, obviously Jared is the best option because, you know, you love to hear, or not love, but, you know, you see Lions fans calling for the backup, calling for the third string. And, you know, I've always been, my mindset has always been, obviously if the coach keeps putting, you know, Goff, there must be something. So obviously Mr. Boyle, God bless him, is just not ready for that big role to be the starting quarterback of the Lions. So, I mean, he tried, but 77 yards ain't going to cut it.
Mm-mm, not at all. And I know Dan Campbell was just – I could only just imagine what that post-game locker room chat was like as well. I mean, definitely dropped a lot of F-bombs in more ways than one. So
oh, for sure.
That was absolutely. You're right about that. So that's the deal on the Lions game against the Browns. And now – let's talk now about a division rival. So now we've got Thanksgiving Day game is approaching, Lions and the Bears. We know that Justin Fields, we don't know what his status is going to be for this game. Andy Dalton came in through two touchdown passes. The Bears lost to the Ravens that didn't have Lamar Jackson. The score was Baltimore beating Chicago 16-13. So I got to ask you, Sonya, we know that, let's just say that Justin is going to play in this game. What do the Lions defense need to do to stop the Bears offense if Justin Fields or even if Andy Dalton is going to be playing in this game?
If Justin's playing, for sure, I think they just got to, you know, make him make some bad decisions. The defense, that front line really, the defensive line really has to get after him and get after the quarterback and just, you know, sack him. Make him make some quick decisions, make him, you know, be uncomfortable. I mean, he is more of a running quarterback, but I don't think he's at that level yet, like a Lamar Jackson or, you know, even a Patrick Mahomes. I mean, definitely not there yet. But, you know, defense really has to get after him and, you know, make him make some bad decisions. Andy Dalton, I think that he just, you know, honestly, I'm not 100% sure what the defense would have to do to get after Andy because I've been kind of focusing on Justin more. But I think if Andy Dalton is prone to make some mistakes, right? So you just got to kind of just keep after him. And he's going to make some mistakes for sure. And it's going to be up to the Lions just to be able to capitalize on that and to be able to get their offense going off of the defense. I think this is one of those games where the defense has to be the spark for the offense.
All right, let's move along to the other side of the ball now because, again, the Bears' defense, they've gone through some changes. No Khalil Mack, he's going to be done for the year. He had foot surgery. Akeem Hicks is out as well. So they don't have those two anchors on the defense for Chicago. And Detroit's offense, we know DeAndre Swift has been balling for much of the year. The quarterback situation, again, the quarterback situation similar to Chicago. Again, we don't know if Justin Fields is going to play or – you know, Andy Dalton's going to step in. Well, it's a similar situation in the D because now we've got Jared Goff may not play due to a shoulder, so Tim Boyle may get the start. So if you're Detroit's offense, and again, if Jared or Tim is playing, what do you think needs to be the keys to victory against the Bears?
Find Hockenson and give the ball to DeAndre. I mean, that's just it. You got to feed DeAndre. Chicago's offensive line leaves a lot to be desired. God bless them. But they, you know, DeAndre can really tear them up. And, you know, and our offensive line has done actually a pretty decent job. I'm sorry. Our offensive line has done a very good job, I think, of, you know, opening up holes for DeAndre. So I think that if our offensive line is, you know, doing a very good job, which I think they can do, I think that's it. They just got to feed DeAndre, and then they got to give the ball to Hock because those two are going to be our best options for our offense. And they got to take care of the ball. Whoever it is has to take care of that ball and not throw it away.
All right, interesting. And that's the Thanksgiving Day game between the Chicago Bears and against the Detroit Lions at Ford Field in downtown Detroit. So, you know, Sonya, again, the Lions, when you think of the NFL and you think of Thanksgiving Day, that tradition is always involving the Chicago Bears, the Dallas Cowboys, and, of course, the Detroit Lions. Let's go into the archives just for a moment. The Detroit Lions have played the most games on an NFL, have played the most Thanksgiving Day games in the NFL. They have currently played 81. And then Dallas is number two with 53. And then Chicago and Green Bay have both tied with 36. Every team has played a Thanksgiving Day game in the NFL except for one. Do you know who that team is?
Oh, that's a very good question. Was it Jacksonville?
Wait, repeat that again?
Is it Jacksonville?
You got it right. It is the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars
are
the only – there you go. You got it right on the spot. The Jacksonville Jaguars are the only active franchise in the National Football League to have never played on Thanksgiving. So there you go. So Detroit currently –
I didn't even Google that.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
You got it right.
That.
So, there you go. So Jacksonville currently remains currently is the only active franchise in the NFL to have never played a game on Thanksgiving. Now Detroit has played the most with 81. The first game, the first Thanksgiving game that the Detroit Lions played was 1934. It was 1934. Yes. Do you know who it was against?
And that was it against the Packers?
No.
Okay, sorry, I can't remember. Who was it against?
It was the Chicago Bears.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the Lions lost that game. The Lions lost that game 19-16. November 29th, 1934 was the Lions' first Thanksgiving game against the Chicago Bears. And of course, their most recent one was in 2020, where they lost to the Houston Texans. So I got to ask you this, Sonia. What's in your opinion, what is the NFL Thanksgiving tradition like in Detroit?
It's one that the Motor City takes a lot of pride in. And, you know, we do feel bad for, you know, fans having to watch the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. But that's, like, our tradition. Like, that's what we love. That's our claim to fame. We take a lot of pride in that game. You know, William Clay Ford is the one that kind of got it going. You know, the parade in the morning, people come out to the parade. Then after the parade, it's let's head on over to the game. And, you know, they tailgate and they have fun. And, you know, recently they've been watching them lose. But, you know, there have been times when it's been a really fun game. But it's just like a lot of fun. And then you come home and you eat your turkey. And if you're really ambitious, some people will do the turkey trot before. Then they'll go to the parade and then they'll watch the game. But, no, it's one of those things we love to hang our hats on. And, you know, that brings us a lot of pride and just, you know, yeah, we love it. It's one thing that we really, truly love about Detroit. And, like I said, one thing that we take a lot of pride in.
Rightfully so. And just want to add a little more history about how the Thanksgiving Day tradition started in Detroit. The first owner of the Detroit Lions, George A. Richards, started the tradition of the Thanksgiving Day game as a gimmick to get people to go to Lions football games and to continue a tradition begun by the city's previous NFL teams at that particular time, which, of course, it started. The Lions first started playing their games at night, playing the Thanksgiving Day game in 1934. And what differentiated the Lions' efforts from other teams is that played on the holiday was that Richards owned a local radio station in Detroit, which was an affiliate of the NBC Blue Network, and he was able to negotiate an agreement with NBC to carry his Thanksgiving games live across the network. So it was a gimmick, but it was also a business move, as it is always, right?
Oh,
so,
Of course, yeah. Follow the money.
There you go.
Exactly.
I want to stay with the NFL Thanksgiving Day tradition in Detroit. Sadly, we lost the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, a few years ago, and she was a native of Detroit. And I remember vividly, and you remember as well, she performed at a few halftime shows on the Thanksgiving Day games in Detroit. Just tell me, what was Aretha's presence like for the NFL Thanksgiving Day games in Detroit?
Larger than life. I mean, Aretha herself was larger than life, right? So she was the diva. And so, you know, she commanded attention. She commanded our respect. And, you know, she's Detroit. You know what I'm saying? She has that Motown sound, even though she really wasn't with Motown, but she was Detroit. And she is just as much a part of, you know, Detroit as the Lions, as, you know, Mr. Illich with the Tigers. And, you know, she is a part of Detroit. She is like, you know, Joe Louis. She is right there. And so to have her as recently as just a few years ago singing the national anthem and just, you know, being Aretha, it's kismet. It's supposed to happen. You know, that's what you expect. So, yeah, it was part of it. she, like I said, she is Detroit. And so just to have her doing that, it's just an honor. And just, yeah, it's tradition.
Absolutely. Rest in peace to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Definitely.
Rest in peace.
Was a Detroit. Mm-hmm. And was a Detroit native through and through. And speaking of Detroit, you mentioned about some of the cultural institutions of Detroit with the Sound of Young America, Motown Records, of course, the automotive industry with the Assembly Line, and of course, with the recent emergence of rap music with Eminem and D12 mm-hmm. and Royce the 5'9"
yep.
and things of that nature. But I want to get just deep into the fabric of the communities in Detroit. What are Thanksgiving celebrations like in the Motor City?
You know, it's all about family. And really, I think, and forgive me if I'm speaking for all Detroiters here, but I want to say it's family and football and just, you know, being together. And, you know, even though it's been a hard few years, you know, we always rally around this. And this is something, like I said, it kind of brings that Detroit pride and that Motor City tough feeling to it. But, you know, we get to come together and just, you know, be and just rejoice in the city and rejoice in family and just, you know, have a great time because it's something that is us. I think it's part of our fabric, and, you know, it's just a wonderful tradition. And, you know, maybe I'm speaking a little too highly of it, but I don't care. It's Detroit. It's the Motor City. You know, we don't get a lot of love a lot of the time, but this is something that, you know, we love and we enjoy, and this is us. This is the Motor City, and it's just, you know, something that we hang our hats on with pride.
Fair enough, and let's stay with the Motor City for a moment. Every city has their little twist on their Thanksgiving dinner. There's many cities out in America. There's New Orleans, there's New York City, there's Kansas City, there's Los Angeles, there's Chicago. Those are just some of the cities that kind of have their little twist on Thanksgiving dinner. Do Detroiters have any twist on a Thanksgiving dinner, or they kind of keep it just basic and consistent?
We usually keep it basic and consistent, but usually, you know, if we eat too much or something like that or drink too much that next morning, we always have Verner's ready to go because that's what's going to cure you is Verner's.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
A ginger
ale,
a Verner's. Yes. That's what we drink to cure ourselves and make ourselves feel better. Let's see. What else? Tasties, but those are just mostly just Michigan tradition or just, you know, a common Michigan food. Some families gather up and they play euchre and stuff like that while they're waiting or, you know, things like that. Lots of family type of games. Cornhole. Some people play a lot of cornhole while they're waiting and just, you know, spending family time together. So there's little traditions like that that we like to do.
Awesome. And speaking of Thanksgiving dinner, what's on the menu at the Greenville household?
Yeah, all the traditional stuff, all the traditional fixings, although I might make my sweet potato cheesecake, which I've heard is really good. I am not a cheesecake fan at all. I don't really eat cheesecake. So I was challenged to make a cheesecake once, and so I did, and then somebody was like, you should try to make a sweet potato cheesecake, and I found a recipe, and apparently it's pretty good. I throw pecans on it or pecans on it, however you want to say it. I take those, like, I don't even get them from, like, you know, the ones that are already pre-peeled. I take the time, and I really, like, crack them open and, you know, separate them out and put them together to make my topping or whatever. So, again, that's kind of like that Motor City, you know, we work hard and, you know, on the line and all that good stuff. So that's my little Motor City piece of the pie, if you will, of the cake. I really take pride in, you know, that handmade tradition that I've started. So, yeah, that's usually what I do.
Sounds yummy. And I want to stay again with Thanksgiving food for a moment. What are your favorite Thanksgiving foods to eat?
I am a dark meat turkey fan. I like the cranberry sauce in a can. I am team canned cranberry sauce.
Okay.
I like my mom's stuffing. It's so, so good. Oh, I love it. And her gravy. Yum. She does giblet gravy. So those are things that I like. Mac and cheese. I do like some good mac and cheese, collard greens, candy yams. I mean, you know, your typical stuff. I don't really do chitlins too much, but everything else I'm pretty much down with.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from Sonya Greenfield giving us the 411 on the Thanksgiving Day game with the Detroit Lions going up against the Chicago Bears. Also some Thanksgiving stuff. She gave us the 411 on the Thanksgiving Day tradition in Detroit. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So tell everybody what you do at Our Turf Football.
So at Our Turf, we pretty much, we kind of switch our focus a little bit, but we mostly do, we cover all 32 teams of the NFL. We mostly do weekly podcasts, and you can catch us on Tuesday. 8 p.m. we go live. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Our Turf, and you can catch our shows live. You can interact with us. You can follow us on Twitter, Our Turf B, on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well, at Mom, the number 2, the number 3, RN. And me and Kate, Dana, and Lisa, we, you know, chop it up about football. And actually, I'm not going to be there tomorrow, but tomorrow we're going to kind of talk about, you know, what's going on with, like, Buffalo, what's going on in Seattle. So, yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. And we usually just bring up, you know, whatever is important on that day. So, yeah, we love to have you guys come listen and interact with us.
Awesome, awesome. So, again, tell everybody where they can find you as well as Our Turf Football. And on social media and any websites you want to pump, let them know that as well.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at Mom, the number 2, the number 3, RN. And like I said, I write for Our Turf Football. And you can find them on Twitter, find us on Twitter, at R-O-U-R-T-U-R-F-F-B. And we do game day updates and just updates throughout the week. You can find us on YouTube at Our Turf Football. Subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can see our podcast live weekly on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we interact with you, so please come on and chat because we love the interaction. So, yeah, find us anywhere.
And you heard it from her. She is Sonya Greenfield. She is the director of writer management, and she's also an editor and a reporter covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. It is the original all-female NFL site. Anything you want to know about from a woman's perspective pertaining to the NFL, check out Our Turf Football. That's at Our Turf FB on Twitter. Thanks, Sonya. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you so much, Ed, for having me. You know I always got to come when you call.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, too.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And before I let you go, is there any message that you may have for anybody out there listening that's, you know, these past couple of years have been very tough on everybody. So whatever you want to say, the floor is yours.
Oh, I thank you. Well, you know, I will just say this, take care of yourselves, take care of your family, reach out, call somebody who you haven't talked to in a while, just let them know, hey, what's up, that you're there, that you care. Just take care of yourselves, do something that makes you happy, love on somebody, love your family, love your dog, just, you know, have a good time and just take care of yourselves because I love to see you guys having fun and flourishing, and I'm always here cheering for you, okay? Okay, so have a great Halloween or a great Thanksgiving, and just take care of yourselves, you guys.
Thank you so much once again, Sonya, and again, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Oh, for sure.
All right, we'll be back with more right after this.
Boyle in the shotgun. Here's the handoff. Swift trying to get downhill. Swift breaks away. DeAndre Swift, touchdown Lions.
57 yards.
Pro Club is more than a gym. Just ask our members.
I love Pro Club because it's my me time. Pilates, cycling, hundreds of awesome group fitness classes. Some days, I even manage to fit in a massage or a pedicure at the spa.
After moving to the Northwest, we found a real community at Pro Club. There's so much for everyone in our family to enjoy. 4 swimming pools, great squash courts, free family fun weekend.
With so many different things to experience, it's easy to find your Pro Club.
I love Pro Club because it's my ultimate training destination. The best equipment, the best experts, and always new ways to challenge myself.
We love Pro Club because it's our family's happy place. The youth camps are the best, the pools are amazing, and the swim instructors are incredible.
Find your Pro Club in Bellevue and Seattle. Pro Club, a club like no other. Join today. Learn more at proclub.com.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. We cover topics like the megatrends shaping our future, how the COVID-19 crisis will impact markets in 2021, and why companies should lead with purpose. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
Pro Club is more than a gym. Just ask our members.
I love Pro Club because it's my me time. Pilates, cycling, hundreds of awesome group fitness classes. Some days, I even manage to fit in a massage or a pedicure at the spa.
After moving to the Northwest, we found a real community at Pro Club. There's so much for everyone in our family to enjoy. 4 swimming pools, great squash courts, free family fun weekend.
With so many different things to experience, it's easy to find your Pro Club.
I love Pro Club because it's my ultimate training destination. The best equipment, the best experts, and always new ways to challenge myself.
We love Pro Club because it's our family's happy place. The youth camps are the best, the pools are amazing, and the swim instructors are incredible.
Find your Pro Club in Bellevue and Seattle. Pro Club, a club like no other. Join today. Learn more at proclub.com.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep, occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports. Feel your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
And now, breaking news from migraine sufferer Whoopi Goldberg about Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams.
I got big news. Now Nurtec ODT is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. This is big time.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec ODT. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety information, prescribing information, and patient information, visit Nurtec.com. Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Nurtec, baby.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Albertsons For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Albertsons For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Albertsons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Albertsons.com/for you for program details.
Sling TV, built to save you money and bring you the channels you love, including ESPN, AMC, HGTV, and more. Watch your favorite comedies, dramas, suspense thrillers, news, sports, and more for just $35 a month. And your first month is only $10. Sign up now and start streaming right away on your TV, phone, and tablet. Take control of your TV solution with Sling. It makes TV flat out better. Go to sling.com to sign up now and get your first month for just $10.
Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports. Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Pro Club is more than a gym. Just ask our members.
I love Pro Club because it's my me time. Pilates, cycling, hundreds of awesome group fitness classes. Some days, I even manage to fit in a massage or a pedicure at the spa.
After moving to the Northwest, we found a real community at Pro Club. There's so much for everyone in our family to enjoy. 4 swimming pools, great squash courts, free family fun weekend.
With so many different things to experience, it's easy to find your Pro Club.
I love Pro Club because it's my ultimate training destination. The best equipment, the best experts, and always new ways to challenge myself.
We love Pro Club because it's our family's happy place. The youth camps are the best, the pools are amazing, and the swim instructors are incredible.
Find your Pro Club in Bellevue and Seattle. Pro Club, a club like no other. Join today. Learn more at proclub.com.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Pro Club is more than a gym. Just ask our members.
I love Pro Club because it's my me time. Pilates, cycling, hundreds of awesome group fitness classes. Some days, I even manage to fit in a massage or a pedicure at the spa.
After moving to the Northwest, we found a real community at Pro Club. There's so much for everyone in our family to enjoy. 4 swimming pools, great squash courts, free family fun weekend.
With so many different things to experience, it's easy to find your Pro Club.
I love Pro Club because it's my ultimate training destination. The best equipment, the best experts, and always new ways to challenge myself.
We love Pro Club because it's our family's happy place. The youth camps are the best, the pools are amazing, and the swim instructors are incredible.
Find your Pro Club in Bellevue and Seattle. Pro Club, a club like no other. Join today. Learn more at proclub.com.
Pro Club is more than a gym. Just ask our members.
I love Pro Club because it's my me time. Pilates, cycling, hundreds of awesome group fitness classes. Some days, I even manage to fit in a massage or a pedicure at the spa.
After moving to the Northwest, we found a real community at Pro Club. There's so much for everyone in our family to enjoy. 4 swimming pools, great squash courts, free family fun weekend.
With so many different things to experience, it's easy to find your Pro Club.
I love Pro Club because it's my ultimate training destination. The best equipment, the best experts, and always new ways to challenge myself.
We love Pro Club because it's our family's happy place. The youth camps are the best, the pools are amazing, and the swim instructors are incredible.
Find your Pro Club in Bellevue and Seattle. Pro Club, a club like no other. Join today. Learn more at proclub.com.
Amazon is changing the way we think about TVs. Say hello to the Amazon Fire TV Omni series, a new 4K ultra-high definition smart TV with Dolby Vision and hands-free Alexa. This is Amazon's first hands-free TV with all your favorite Fire TV and Alexa features now in one TV. You can stream all of your favorite content, shows, music, and more. The Amazon Fire TV Omni series is available in a variety of sizes and competitive prices in store at Best Buy or at Amazon.com.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
What his last name is.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit.
Wendy's breakfast is just a dollar.
So get a Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit for just a buck each.
Limited time only during breakfast hour. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Excludes honey butter chicken biscuit.
Hey, Louisiana sports fans, we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of last-second field goals to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and before you know it, you'll be able to head to LaBerge Baton Rouge to place your bets. You heard right. Sports betting is coming soon to the sportsbook at LaBerge Baton Rouge. So get ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting will bring at LaBerge Baton Rouge. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sonia Greenfield. Sonia is the Director of Writer Management and Editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Check out the website that those ladies are doing. Great job of covering the National Football League from a woman's perspective. And until always, again, until remember, next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script and have a happy Thanksgiving.